Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports World Report. I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. This is episode 5 of the show, and it is Wednesday, January 11th, 2012. Thank you very much for joining us. You guys can check out the official blog site for show notes and more at sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. You can also follow on Twitter at SP World Report and find us on Facebook. Also, feel free to email in questions, comments, or stories to sportsworldreport@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a voicemail to be aired on the show, call Sports World Report at 254-307-SWRE. Again, that's 254-307-7973. First story I want to get to today deals with the Houston Texans. The Texans won their wild card game 31-10. They face Baltimore on Sunday. I'll leave you guys a link to this on your in the show notes, but this comes from the HoustonTexans.com website concerning quotes from Tuesday's practice.
Andre Johnson, welcome to the playoffs!
Reliant Stadium looking much differently than it did last weekend as the Texans won in the first round of the playoffs. This Texans Daily deals with the underdog notion that the Texans take into this matchup against the Ravens.
I love it. I love being the underdog. You know, that's what it's about. You know, people aren't going to give us a chance this week. People didn't give us a chance last week. You know, I've been an underdog my whole life. You know, and people say I can't do this, can't do that. You know, that just motivates me. I know it motivates those guys in that locker room. And we're looking forward to, you know, going to Baltimore and playing well.
We've had a lot of doubters all year, and I think there's a lot of guys in that locker room, and maybe we're the only ones that believe in each other and believe that we can beat anybody in this league when we're playing the right way and we're playing within ourselves and how we know how to play. So I'm excited about the challenge. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a lot tougher than Cincinnati. And, you know, I wouldn't say we're used to it, but we know what the crowd's going to be like. We know how they're going to be like, and we just got to come off the bus ready to go.
I wonder how many games we've lost this season when we were the underdog. I think the last 3 games of the season we were picked to win and we lost all of them. So every game that we're picked to lose, you know, we go out with a chip on our shoulder and we some kind of way get a win. And so we're going to have the same edge on Sunday. We're going to go out there knowing that it's a tough environment, knowing that we got to go fight, and we're going to leave on the field. And, you know, we're the underdogs. Hopefully we can come out on top.
Each of those 4 players also talked about how sweet it was to win and to win this season for their head coach, Gary Kubiak.
There's a lot of things about Coach Kubiak. You know, you want to play your heart out for him. You know, he's a coach that you respect, and you know, he treats us like men. You know, that's the way it should be. He holds you accountable. He holds you to your job. And you want to win for him, and I'm glad I played for him. But he has a lot of great things. You know, he coaches extremely well. He's very smart. I'm just glad to be aboard.
And I think I really believe, you know, and I've never asked him this, but you got to think that when he makes decisions, he probably looks back and says, you know, how did I look at it as a player in these positions? And, you know, we don't like him all. You know, he can be as tough as anybody, but at the same time, I think he really does the little things. It's just little stuff, you know. He fought for us. You know, I remember when I first got here, you know, we were all, there's 2 guys to a room. It was, you know, the first plane we got on was some, I don't even know what it was, and he's, you know, he's fought for all that stuff. These guys are professionals. They got to be treated like it. It's, like I said, it's not so much sometimes the game plans or anything like that. It's the schedules. It's the little things that treat us the right way. And I think when you do the little stuff for guys, that they're gonna want to reciprocate.
Man, I love Coach Kuhl. Man, he's a great coach. Like, definitely he's a player's coach. I mean, he played the game for so long, so he understands the stresses and the whatever it takes to get ready for a game. He understands it from a player's perspective, and he also understands it from a coach's perspective. So he does a great job of giving us the proper time off, doing a great job of controlling practices, and just everything that a player will love.
I think he's a guy you love to play for just because he understands the players, and he knows when to push you hard. He knows when to kind of lay off a little bit. I mean, he kind of puts the game in the players' hands, and he lets the players do their thing. And I mean, he's a great football coach. You can't really put your finger on it, but he's definitely a coach that you love to play for.
That'll do it for your Texans Daily, and we thank you so much for checking us out as your favorite football team gets ready for a second round matchup in the playoffs against the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, guys, again, that video and quotes from the HoustonTexans.com website will be available in the show notes on the Sports World Report blog site. Next thing I did want to touch on is the men's basketball team for Baylor remains undefeated at 16-0. They knocked off Kansas State last night 75-73. I'll leave a link to this story from BaylorBears.com, but I'll go ahead and read the first few paragraphs. Baylor coach Scott Drew isn't oblivious to criticism, no matter how spotless the record or high the ranking. After some had questioned his team's toughness, Drew was thrilled with the way the fourth-ranked Bears responded against number 18 Kansas State on Tuesday night. Perry Jones scored 17 points, and Baylor held the Wildcats to one basket over the final 5 minutes for a 75-73 win. Quote, "That's the biggest thing that sometimes people question, our team's toughness," Drew said. "Tonight I think we showed mentally how tough we've been." Again, the Bears have won 75-73. They are now 3-0 in the Big 12, 16-0 overall, and currently ranked number 4 in the nation. I'll touch more on their upcoming schedule at the end of the show. Moving on to the Houston Rockets, on the completely opposite end of the spectrum, the Rockets are having a difficult time winning. Although they did beat last night, they won at Charlotte. They won 82-70 to pick up their third win of the season. They're 3-6 now. And I'll leave a link to this story, but it's really not really that big of a deal to touch on. The Rockets are not going to be doing too much this year. They're kind of in the rebuilding process along with the Houston Astros, but we'll save those stories for another day. There will be a link to this story, though, for those that are interested in reading about the Rockets' 82-70 win over Charlotte. Another thing I'd like to definitely touch on is a Robert Griffin III update. He has officially decided to declare for the NFL draft, will be leaving Baylor and going to the pros. I'm going to be playing this clip for you guys from ESPN.com, and again, there will be a link in the show notes.
Sacker Chris Mortensen, and Chris, what can you tell us about this decision from RG3?
Well, it's not a surprise. First of all, we reported a couple of weeks ago, and it was clear from speaking with Robert Griffin's father that this was going to be the decision, but he certainly wanted to go through the process and have peace with his decision. And after meeting with Baylor coach Art Briles on Monday, he has gone back to the school today to inform Coach Briles and others that he is, in fact, at peace with his decision to turn pro. And he actually will now select an agent and could do so tonight. Then, of course, we wait for some formal announcement. The deadline to declare for the NFL draft is this Sunday, but Robert Griffin III is going ahead and getting ready to compete with Andrew Luck to see who's going to be the first quarterback taken, I think.
Chris, you're as dialed in as anyone when it comes to NFL matters like this. From the people around the league, what are they saying about where RG3 could fall in the draft?
Well, I mean, there's no question that the personnel people I've spoken with believe he is going to be a top 10 pick. However, they always remind you about the process. The process being, you know, you're going to have to go through these evaluations, the workouts. Your game tape is a great resume, but he played in an offense that is, going to be different than when he plays in the NFL. But he's an extremely smart kid. We all know that. He's gifted. I know one top-notch, and I will say top-notch, longtime personnel guy who believes that, you know, Robert Griffin actually throws the ball better than Cam Newton. He's not the same type of athlete as Newton or Michael Vick, but he is a tremendous athlete, as you know, a track guy. And, you know, there is a thought that if he has a really good pre-draft process, that if he's not the first pick of the Colts, and Andrew Luck is, as expected, then that team's then can go ahead and see if they can trade into the St. Louis spot at number 2 to get Robert Griffin III if he does as well as he hopes in this pre-draft process.
It's amazing how guys like Cam Newton can really help the stock just 1 year later on a player like Robert Griffin III. Chris Mortensen, our ESPN senior NFL insider, with the latest on RG3 declaring for the NFL draft.
All right, Coach Sherman Edwards, Robert Griffin III's going pro. I'm not sure about this business of being drafted ahead of Andrew Luck.
No, that's not happening. But he's a top pick. There's no doubt, because if you're a coach, you realize now in today's game, the mobile quarterback is the future. You think about Cam Newton, Tim Tebow. How about Jake Locker?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michael Vick. All of a sudden, When you're a coach now, you're an offensive coach, head coach, you're saying, you know, I want a mobile guy. Why? Because people are bringing pressure. You have to have a mobile quarterback. You know what it also helps? It helps your offensive line. This guy can throw the ball down the field. His credentials are very simple. Very smart. Good leadership qualities. He's athletic. He has a good arm. He's willing to learn. This is the new type of quarterback coming out. I still think there's the quarterback that plays in the pocket, Andrew Luck. You like those guys?
Mm-hmm.
This is a different breed of quarterback, and all of a sudden it's coming in the National Football League. The way we play football now is a little bit different. Spread open football field. When you get an athletic quarterback, no one accounts for the athletic quarterback. That's why they have the ability to make big plays.
But sometimes there is a concern, Coach, when guys go from college to the pros. What would be the concern about Robert Griffin III?
Same concern they had about Cam Newton. He plays in an option offense. Well, by the way, did Cam Newton have like 35 touchdowns or something like that? Leave that
over
stuff
4,000 yards.
If you're a coach, you want a guy like this. This guy is a smart guy. He's shown you that. He's graduated. You know, everything lines up. This guy's a good football player, and he plays the position you need if you're going to win championships, a lot of them, quarterback.
Is he the type of player that could step right in and be a starter next season?
Why not? If you draft this guy, you're starting this guy. You kidding me? Day one. You start the rookie quarterbacks anymore. When they're smart, they're athletic, you build the offense around this guy. Tell you what, he's going to make people better. Why? Because he's athletic.
What about a guy like Peyton Manning? Do you think, I mean, you talk to these pocket passers and this evolution of quarterbacks. Does this mean now those classic quarterbacks are now out of fashion?
No, by no way. I just think there's room for both types. It's according to what type of coach you are. How are you willing to change your system? See, we're so system-orientated in the National Football League, we're fearful of, oh, this guy moves out of pocket. Well, Cam Newton played pretty good. Tim Tebow's starting to play pretty well. Jake Locker hadn't played a lot. He's that same kind of guy. Michael Vick. I mean, these guys are coming into the National Football League. It's part of what we do.
One thing I know you love about Robert Griffin, which you didn't mention, Superman socks.
He's got nice socks. I like his wardrobe. We're going to have to have a little sock contest.
You guys compare some notes. Sherman Edwards, thank you.
All right, guys. Again, that is a video clip from ESPN.com. There will be a link on the show notes on sportsworldreport.wordpress.com. Last team I'd like to touch on is the Baylor Lady Bears basketball team, the number one team in the nation for the women's side. They play tonight against Oklahoma State at home at the Ferrell Center, looking to remain undefeated as well. It's a good time to be a Baylor sports fan. As far as games for this week, Baylor women's basketball, again, is tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Houston Rockets play at San Antonio tomorrow night at 7:30 on FSN Houston. They play again on Friday against Sacramento at home at Toyota Center at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Baylor men's basketball plays against Oklahoma State at the Ferrell Center on Saturday, January 14th at 2 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. The Rockets play against Portland at home at the Toyota Center on Saturday, January 14th, 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. The Texans travel to Baltimore on Sunday to face the Ravens at noon Central Time on CBS. Then we got the Baylor women's basketball team traveling to Texas on Sunday, January 15th at 1:30 p.m. Central Time on Fox Sports Net. The Rockets travel to Washington on Monday, January 16th for a 1 p.m. Central Time showdown on FSN Houston. Baylor men's basketball travels to Kansas on Monday, January 16th for an 8:30 p.m. Central Time tip-off on ESPN. And finally, the Houston Rockets will play at home against Detroit on Tuesday, January 17th at 7 p.m. Central Time on FSN Houston. Again, thank you guys for listening to Sports World Report. I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. I look forward to talking to you guys again next week.